You know life is stressful. Have you figured that out? But Paul tells us in Philippians, the fourth chapter, to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. When I first became a Christian, that really gave me a problem. I really had a hard time thinking about that. You know, if you look at the world in a certain way, it's very easy not to rejoice. It's very easy to just get so overwhelmed. I keep waiting for that time when everything slows down. Just slows down. It doesn't come at me like da-da-da-da-da. Then I tell myself I'm going to be less stressed. And I'll be more content. Did you ever fall into that trap? I think all of us have. We're always looking for something to make it easier. Something to make us more content. But folks, there's negative stuff all around us, which if we're inclined, can dampen our spirits. Can depress us and discourage us. I mean, you think about just a few things out of the news right now. I mean, an uncertain economy, a rising deficit, strife in the Middle East. It's getting to where, you know, we just almost don't watch the news anymore. I like to hit it a couple times during the day, just, you know, a few minutes to see, you know, have we gone to war yet, or somebody blew an atomic bomb up somewhere. If not, get out of there. I don't want to hear that. Negative, 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 negative. And, you know, personally, it has a lot to do with uncertainty about health. What do we do? Concerned about our kid. Concerned about our grandkids. Pray all the time, Lord, help them to turn out okay. And, you know, I'm sure you could list a million more besides those. You know, what about the job? What about just on and on and on and on. But you know something? Our world isn't that much different than the world that Paul wrote to when he wrote Philippians. Things haven't changed that much. Parents were worrying about their kids. They stressed over the new emperor. They worried about their physical health in ways that we can't even imagine. Davies went to the hospital and got several different kinds of medications. There weren't any medications, and there weren't any hospitals. Your kid got sick, there's a good chance he was going to die. You talk about worry. But that world is the one that Paul wrote to, just as he wrote to ours. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Notice he didn't say, rejoice always. There's a little prepositional phrase in the middle of that, rejoice always, that many times we just kind of read right over. I know I did when I first became a Christian. It's what gave me all the problems. Rejoice in the Lord always? Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, if our joy depends upon perfect health, a booming economy, it just ain't going to happen. And if it ever does happen, it's very short-lived. I mean, you know, I feel really good. I rejoice when the heart doctor tells me, you know, I don't need to see you for 6 months. Feel good about that. But then I wake up the next morning and I can't hardly get out of bed because I'm aching and creaking and my hands hurt and my knee, and that joy is gone. If our contentment hinges upon a stress-free life or perfect relationships in our life, we're always going to be disappointed. Always. Those things just don't happen that way. It won't work. You see, everybody doesn't always do what I think of. They actually have thoughts of their own. So why did Paul say rejoice? Well, I think he said rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord. Rejoice because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Rejoice because he saved us. Rejoice because even though this world is all messed up, one day he'll fix it all. Rejoice because our names are written in the book of life. Rejoice because we have a certain hope of tomorrow. Rejoice. No matter what kind of stress we face today, Paul still says, rejoice in the Lord. Now, does that mean some days are going to be stress-free? Probably not. A couple hours maybe somewhere in there. But something's going to happen. But we still need to rejoice. Either we rejoice or we stress out. And we let it affect our relationships. And we let it reflect our health. And we let it reflect everything about us. Rejoice. The next verse is almost never quoted with Philippians 4:4, but it says, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. What he's saying is don't walk around all wired and tight and angry and stressed out. Let your gentleness be known. In other words, step back and take a breath. And look at it and say, you know, it's not as bad as it could be. I could be outside of Christ. I could not have the salvation that He's offered. I could be in a situation where not only is this world all messed up, but when He comes to fix it, He's going to come and judge me with His angels in flaming fire taking vengeance on those who don't know God. It could be so bad that my name's not in the book of life. I could be in the situation where I have no hope for tomorrow. But we need to rejoice in the Lord. And then he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Always. How are you doing with that? That's a command, folks. I mean, that's given in a command voice in the original language. That's not an option. That's what he's told us he expects out of us. How you doing with that? Oh, we can look at all the stress that's in the world and we can say, Don, you don't understand. There was just as much stress in the first century as there is today. And he not only said, rejoice in the Lord always, he said, again, I say rejoice. The Greeks did not have words of emphasis. When they emphasize something, they said it twice. He says, this is an imperative. You rejoice in the Lord always. And I want you to realize, I really mean this. You rejoice. Are we doing it? Are we? You know, that's a question I can't answer for you. Are you trying to handle this life with your own strength and your own power? You're going to fail. I can guarantee that. Because you see, God tells us not a man that walks to direct his own steps. We're just going to mess up. And haven't you before, when you tried to take control, messed up? Let go. Let God. And then you can rejoice in the Lord. Always. Can we help? Can we pray with you? Can we study with you? Please. Help us right now. Let us help you as we stand and as we sing.